Welcome to the BunSports.com podcast. I can't believe it. It's week 12 in college football. We have two and a half regular season weeks remaining. We have championship weekend, which also is a regular season week for some conferences. But here we are at the end of another college football season. We previewed it for so long. We ran through it. And here we are at week 12. It's already here. But we got a good bowl season to look forward to, and then we'll do it again next year. But this is college football season 2015 coming to a close. BunSports.com with you. As always, thanks for listening to our podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor. As we look ahead at this week, not a whole lot of marquee games. There are a couple that will be very decisive, but just a few. But just give me your overall overview of college football. You've seen the latest playoff rankings, of course. It's Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. Where do you see things right now?
Well, I think they're 15 or 20 teams that are really good, but they're probably five or six or seven that's in the running for the Final Four college football playoff spots. And right now, I think it's hard to argue with what the college football playoff committee has on the table. Now, you could argue that maybe Oklahoma State should be up there, but we have to look at the whole body of work, not just one game or two games.
And two teams are going to take care of themselves in that top six. Iowa, which is number five, is going to play Ohio State at some point if they get to the championship games and all that. And so that'll take care of those two teams. Oklahoma State, they're going to take care of them. So I think it'll all work itself out in the end. Of course, Notre Dame is kind of the outlier.
I think rather than just thinking about who's going to be in that Final Four, we need to recognize that Iowa and Oklahoma State are having super years, and especially much better than anyone anticipated. So they need to be given kudos whether they make it in the Final Four or not.
Yeah, I don't think anybody expected this kind of year from Iowa. Oklahoma State, you heard some people saying they could be a dark horse team in that league, but Iowa really came out of nowhere to be where they are right now. And let's start there as we look ahead to Week 12 in college football. I'm just going to throw some games out at you like I do every week to begin. Upsets, any chance? I don't think there's any chance. Number 8, Florida has a scare from Florida Atlantic. We'll just go right through that one. But Iowa hosting Purdue this week. This is an early morning game.
That would be a shocker if Boilermakers were to win this game.
Number 17, North Carolina. And by the way, they are sitting there with one loss. They could potentially work their way into a conversation, but they're a long way off at 17th. They play at Virginia Tech this weekend.
I think that'll be a difficult game for them, but you have to think that the Tar Heels will come out on top. And I think, again, as we were talking about Iowa and Oklahoma State, we have to recognize that North Carolina has had a much better season than anyone anticipated.
They have, no question about it. Number 12, Michigan is at Penn State, another early morning game.
Well, that game is, I think Michigan will win the game, but neither team, they've had some good wins, but I don't think either of these teams have really, lifted themselves up to being one of the top teams in the country.
Top-ranked Clemson, they are hosting Wake Forest this weekend.
Well, probably Dabo Swinney will play his second team, and maybe he could talk the Wake Forest into letting some of his players play for them so they'd have a more competitive game.
Charleston Southern and Alabama.
Alabama should win this game easily. And
Coach Saban, you'd be overlooking them.
Even though Charleston Southern is a very good football team, but they just don't have the athletes that Alabama has.
Number 4, Notre Dame hosts Boston College. Any chance there?
Well, Boston College does have a very good defense, but I can't see them beating Notre Dame. But there again, when you have a really good defense, then the game could be kept close, and so anything can happen.
Cal at Stanford, this is the game. We've seen this rivalry take some interesting turns in past years.
Well, I don't know who the drummer and the bugler is on that band, so I can't predict who's going to win the game. But I do think that Stanford will win the game. I think they'll come back and handle Cal, fairly easily.
Utah's trying to wrap up the Pac-12 South. They host UCLA this weekend. This is a 2:30 game on Fox.
I would say UCLA wins the game.
Oh, wow.
Even though it should be a really close. Now, that's a really good football game. Jacob, don't you think sometimes when we're just concentrating on the Final Four, we miss out on seeing some of these outstanding games like Utah and UCLA, or like North Carolina and Virginia Tech, and the things that they have accomplished, and we don't give them enough platitudes, I don't think.
I'm in a complete agreement with you there. Number 24, UCLA, number 24, USC is at number 23, Oregon. This is an afternoon game on ESPN. You know, before the year, I think we could have both sat here and said that this game would have a direct bearing on the college football playoff. Both of these programs, high-level programs, and we thought they'd be competing for it, but it's not. But they're still, as you said, a good football game. Who do you like in this game?
Well, I rather lean toward the Ducks, but the thing that intrigues me, Jacob, is that the loser of this game will have four losses on the season.
Wow.
And those are teams that we thought would be right up there in the top 10 at least, and now they won't be in the top 25. The loser won't.
Number 20, Northwestern, is at number 25, Wisconsin.
This will be a tough game for Wisconsin, but Wisconsin seems to have, gotten their equilibrium here lately, and I expect Wisconsin to win this game.
All right, let's talk about some SEC matchups now. Let's move into the SEC play for a few minutes, and then we'll get to the big national matchups. But Texas A&M at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt has been progressively getting better, and I think Texas A&M has been progressively getting worse. So this could be an interesting game.
Well, it very well could be, and I keep underestimating Vanderbilt, to tell you the truth. But here I keep thinking that Vanderbilt doesn't have enough offense, but when they play against Texas A&M, all of a sudden they'll look like they've got a top 20 offense. But I expect Texas A&M to finally put together a good game. They hadn't had one in a long time.
After the Alabama loss, Tennessee is on a three-game winning streak, beating Kentucky on the road, South Carolina, and North Texas. They travel to Columbia this weekend to play the Missouri Tigers. Big game for Tennessee here. They really could use another road win.
This is a huge game for Tennessee, and I'm expecting them to win, but it's going to be difficult because Missouri has a very good defense, and but what they're going to do with quarterback and all that kind of thing, I'm not sure. But if Tennessee plays like Tennessee has been playing, not like they played last Saturday, but how they've been playing most of the year, I think Tennessee should win this game with ease.
We've seen teams struggle a week after playing Alabama. Mississippi State is on the road. They play Arkansas. What did we see Arkansas do last week? Well, they beat LSU after Alabama beat LSU. Of course, they demoralized them in that game. Well, Alabama demoralized Mississippi State last week. So what does Mississippi State get to do? They get to travel to Arkansas. I do not like anything about this matchup for the Bulldogs. I think this is a game Arkansas ought to win.
I think so as well. And, Jacob, you remember a couple weeks ago I suggested that teams were making a huge mistake having an open date the week before they play Alabama. I think they should have an open date the week after they play Alabama so that one loss is not turned into two. And if you don't believe me, ask LSU and ask Texas A&M, and we could go down the list. Georgia, look at the teams that have been that were derailed. Had they had a week after the game, they might have recouped and got their bearings straight, and their whole season might be doing better.
Number 15, LSU at number 22, Ole Miss. This is a 2:30 CBS matchup on in the afternoon, and a big game for both programs. Les Miles needs this win. It'd be a huge road win after two losses in a row. They haven't lost three games, by the way, in a row since 1999. A huge, huge game for them. Number 22, Ole Miss, though, they're up and down themselves. Who wins this game?
I'm expecting LSU to win. I'm expecting Leonard Fournette to be back in the groove
okay.
of the kind of games he was playing in the before he met Alabama. I'm expecting them to win, but you keep having the puzzle with them is they just can't get any decent quarterback play. Now, Jacob, we remember before the season we talked about their good receivers and how they would have their receivers would be some of the best in the conference. They haven't had the opportunity to demonstrate that because they're going to have anybody to get the ball to them.
No, you're right. Trayvon Dorrell, Malachi Dupree, they have a number of talented wideouts there at LSU, and they haven't had the ball distributed their way at all effectively in the last two games. Number 18, TCU plays at, of course, we saw it last week, number 7, Oklahoma. They beat Baylor in Waco. This is a 7:00 ABC matchup again. Everybody's riding high on the Sooners. I think this is a dangerous game. I know TCU doesn't have they may not have Trevon Boykin and several other key players, but I don't know. This Oklahoma better be real careful in this game.
I wouldn't be surprised if TCU doesn't win. The Horned Frogs come in, and I think it all depends, though, is whether or not Boykin is able to play, and if he's healthy to play his full game. But something tells me that TCU is going to, you know, they've kind of been smacked down now. Mm-hmm. And we think they've got good players, and we think that Gary Patterson's a really good coach. And we know that Boykin is a very good player. So I just wouldn't be surprised if there's not just a little bit of letdown by Oklahoma and a lot to play for TCU.
Team Oklahoma beat last week number 10 Baylor's on the road at the other team from Oklahoma, which is also a number 6 in the college football playoff standings, and that's Oklahoma State. This is a 6:30 game on Fox. Which way do you go here?
I think that Baylor will win the game, but the freshman quarterback that they brought in after their quarterback was hurt and they had to bring him in, he's had really good games, and then he's had very mediocre games. So I think Locke's going to depend on whether or not he's ready to play and can lead that Browse offense.
And the premier game this weekend takes place in Columbus as number 9 Michigan State, once beaten on the year, of course, by Nebraska. The kind of a fluky ending there, but that would have been an undefeated. This would be an undefeated game, save that game. But they play at number 3 Ohio State. This is 2:30 ABC. Do the Buckeyes go down this weekend?
Well, I kind of think that the Ohio State Buckeyes will win the game. But when I look at this game, I realize that Michigan State has a very good offensive line. They have a very good defensive line. And a lot of times when you win the line of scrimmage, you win the game. So I'm thinking that this could be quite a game. I hope it is. I hope it lives up to its billing. But I kind of favor Ohio State here.
Yeah, it's hard not to at home. But I agree with you. Matchup-wise, Michigan State, they're there. They have enough to match up with Ohio State. But as you said, a lot of things. And personally, I think Ohio State and Alabama are the two best teams in America. I think Alabama's probably playing the best. And this is not a slight to Clemson. They've done a great job so far. But Ohio State has more athletes right up there with Alabama than any other team in America. That doesn't mean they couldn't get beat, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it this weekend.
Jacob, I want to say that I think that, you know, all the spotlight's always on the quarterback of Ohio State, you know, whichever one it is.
Right.
But I think Ezekiel Elliott's one that carries the team.
No, I agree completely.
And that leads me to this point. You know, Jacob, before this season started, you know, one of the things we said in preseason was that this would be the year of running backs. And so we see that with Ezekiel Elliott, with Derrick Henry, with Leonard Fournette.
Dalvin Cook
at Florida State. And of course, Nick Chubb would have made a huge difference
yes.
in Georgia, but he, you know, he was injured in the first play of the game.
McCaffrey at Stanford.
Outstanding. The running back at Utah, he's kind of carried that team.
I'll tell you another one that's under the radar, but I think is having a tremendous year, is Kelvin Taylor at Florida.
Right.
If you look at him, he's a lot of their offense.
Right.
Now, I think you're right, and I think occasionally, if you listen to this show, you might hear a prediction that turns out well. We don't predict them all right, but I think we did say preseason that you better watch out. Running backs coast to coast will be taking over, and you're right about that. Well, another edition of the BunnSports.com podcast is in the books. I'm Jacob Bunn with a college football professor, as always. Next week is Rivalry Week, and we'll be previewing it all for you early in the week. It'll also be Thanksgiving, so we'll get that podcast out before the holiday begins. But this is week 12 in college football. We're almost to the end of the 2015 season. We'll see you next time.